water. If you were in the fall water.
Well, just nest egg was all I ever heard.
Oh, all water now, like we used to set out pepper. We used to grow good yield of pimento pepper, and we'd haul water in tanks. And then,
sharpen
it out or run it out with a pipe into your setters. We used a setter, you could use my hand, and then we had a setter. You work on the back of the tractor, they set out two rollers, transplant two rollers at a time.
And then,
I'll carry water in a water bucket or a jug. I have known way back yonder people had some kind of big old jug. I've seen gourds with whole several gallons of water. And they would partly bury it in moist places around. And they would cook on the shade in the field like that.
Way back
yonder
people had some kind of big old jug.
They have a clay gourd now, and then this stupid still planted gourd.
It's for Martin.
It doesn't last Martin,
they call it.
2 years at the longest.
Insects
mostly, I guess. They claim they'll eat out so many mosquitoes and other insects.
They have a clay.
That's what they want anyway, is insects. Well, you can tell the difference around your house. I've
planted gourds.
It doesn't last but 2 years at the when I was a kid, I guess you'd say. And then they went from your cedar to your different kinds of metal buckets. Now you get plastic buckets.
We have some plastic buckets. But now this is a bucket that we got from a meal
times I'll pay you
processing plant.
What sort of container do you call it, any special kind of bucket?
Feed bucket. We have some plastic buckets. But now this is a bucket that we got from
You feed your waste from your kitchen up on the table to the hog, the slop bucket we called it.
Feed bucket.
But now that's illegal. They feel like that's the way cholera spread. Any kind of spoiled meat or anything, a cholera germ can last in that indefinitely.
You feed your waste from your kitchen up on the table to the hog,
so
the
they don't
we call
want
it.
You to feed anything.
But now that's illegal. They feel like that's the way cholera spread.
No type of
spoiled meat or anything, a cholera germ can last in there indefinitely.
No, we're not supposed to have slop buckets,
you know, through cooking even. So they don't
want
you to do anything now to hogs,
trap in,
you know, grain.
Skillet, if you want it to be called that, I have heard maybe that's a good name for it too.
No, we're not supposed to have slop
buckets.
Yeah, trap in.
Okay, did you ever see one or how many of your boys have one that has legs on it instead of the fireplace?
Yeah, I've seen people cook in the fireplace, and if they had legs on it and a top on it, they put it in the hot ashes, they'd bury it in those hot ashes, and they would cook cornbread.